Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Seek God, not happiness." This is the fundamental rule of meditation. If you seek God alone, you will gain happiness. That is the promise. Let's talk about happiness and contentment on this episode of It's Still Called Today. Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. This episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about contentment, because for the past 3 or 4 days, maybe 5 or 6, I've been having a little problems with it, and I've been praying about it and asking God, you know, why am I all of a sudden kind of blue? Why do I find myself kind of sad? So that is what we're going to talk about, and we're going to use a couple of passages of scripture. So the first one is going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I'm going to keep this all in context as best as I can, because when we're talking about scripture, we need to keep everything in context. So while I'm shuffling through here trying to find what I need to find, you guys can go grab your Bibles or fire up your phones, or whatever it is you got to do. Okay, so we are going to start at 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we are going to begin. Oh, where should we start, y'all? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? We are going to begin. Let's begin at the top here. We're going to start at verse number 3. If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree with the sound teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the teachings that promotes godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing. But he has an unhealthy interest in disputes and arguments over words. From these come envy, quarreling, slander, and evil suspicions, and constant disagreements among people whose minds are deprived of the truth. Who imagine that godliness is a way to make material gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. The Apostle Paul was talking about some teaching that actually is still around. And people were trying to encourage him to make a bunch of money off preaching the gospel. That teaching is still around and you can see it, but that's not what we're going to talk about. The crux of this whole passage here to me is godliness with contentment is great gain. That's one passage we're going to look at. So if you would go with me over to Philippians. And this is one I've talked about before, and it's one we all know, but it's very pertinent to this situation. And in my meditation over the past few days, I realized why I was in the mess that I was in. And I hope everybody's having a good day. Bear with me. This is kind of impromptu. Philippians chapter 4, and we are going to start this at verse 10. It says in verse 10 in Philippians chapter 4, it says, "I rejoice in the Lord greatly because once again you renewed your care for me. You were, in fact, concerned about me, but I lacked the opportunity to show it. I did not do this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I find myself." He goes on to say, I know how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret to being content. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need, I am able to do all these things through Him who strengthens me. Now, a little background. When the Apostle Paul wrote this, he was sitting under Roman guard waiting to find out if he was going to be executed for preaching the gospel. So he was in a lot worse circumstances than I was over the past few days. And now comes the personal part. We begin to lose our contentment when we take our eyes off God. Because when we take our eyes off God, we start looking around us at the things we don't have, or the relationships we would like to have, or the raise we would like to have. Because there's this little voice inside that goes, you know, seems like God ought to be doing a little more than this. How come I don't have these things? I've made no secret. I would love to be married again, but I'm not. And I can spend hours feeling sorry for myself because I'm not. Or I can get on my knees and repent and put my focus back on God. I could have been homeless, but God intervened through people. I have a nice place to live. I've got everything I need and quite a few things I want. I'm well fed. I'm cool in the summertime and I'm warm in the wintertime. I have fellowship with the saints through my church and the gentlemen that I live with. I have a couple of ladies in my life who I get to talk to and share things with, because your life is not complete without a woman in it in some capacity. Is that everything I want? No. Did the Apostle Paul have everything he wanted? No. He was waiting to find out if he was going to die for preaching the gospel. I'm not in that spot. Not at all. In fact, things are going quite well. So when you find yourself starting to lose your contentment and your happiness and your joy, stop and think about what you're thinking about. Stop and consider where your gaze is, because what you're looking at will determine what your focus is. What you are looking at will determine what your focus is. And saints, if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, that's all we need. Because like the Apostle Paul goes on to say in 1 Timothy chapter 6, we brought nothing into this world, and we are taking nothing out. And that includes money, that includes prestige, and that includes relationships. We are born single, and that's how we're going to leave. So I encourage you, if you find yourself letting your gaze drift, to think about Philippians 4:13. Go back and read Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 16 on your own. Read it a few times. Put yourself in the Apostle Paul's situation and ask yourself, if he was in this situation, what am I complaining about? I want to clear something up. There's nothing wrong with having these desires. Nothing whatsoever. But when they usurp Christ and we remove him off the throne of our heart and place those desires there, we are cruising for a bruising. And when we catch ourselves doing that, we need to stop and repent and put him back on that throne and look around and be grateful for the things we have. So I hope you find somebody to encourage. And I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Now go encourage somebody while it's still called today.